Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV. You can subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about something I think is something I wish I had used in my agency days, but really we're going to be talking about this notion of like feeling overwhelmed and how virtual assistant strategies for WordPress agencies can specifically help with that. And joining us for that conversation, I'd like to welcome Rob Nickel to Press This. Rob, welcome.
Thanks, David. Super excited to be here. Big fan of the show. I've listened to most episodes, I think. So honored to be here and just excited. Thanks a lot for having me.
Awesome. I think you're the first guest that's admitted to listening to all of them, Rob. So you're instantly my favorite guest.
That was the goal, right?
Good. Yeah, love it. But what Rob's really going to talk through today, Rob runs a company called Rocket Station. They really kind of specialize in virtual assistant services. And so he's going to talk about the strategies specifically that WordPress agencies and freelancers can use to save time and scale their business. So kind of the construct of this notion of a virtual assistant, how you might use it in your freelancer agency business, and really kind of diving in there. Rob, to kick us off, I ask the same question of every guest. I'll also ask it of you. Could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story, the first time you used WordPress?
Yeah, I left my corporate job, my W-2 job, 2 years out of college, and I jumped into being an entrepreneur. And pretty much the first thing that I knew that I needed was a website. And this was in 2009, really. And I went about, I went online to what was then Odesk and Elance before they merged to form Upwork. And I put a job ad out for needed a website. And pretty much every single response I got was, you need a WordPress site. And so that's what I did. I built my first real estate website off of WordPress in 2009. It's the first time I really started interacting with WordPress.
Did you do the build, or did the Odesk or Elance people do it? And were you like directing it? Like, I'm sure you used it, but like, were you actually building at that time?
Okay. So to be totally candid with you, I started by trying to actually do the build myself, and it wasn't near as advanced back then as it is now, where it's so much easier to use the platform today. But no, I essentially was the general contractor for getting that built, and actually had to go through two different developers to ultimately get what I wanted. So it started with me kind of banging my head against the wall. I hired the first person who got it about 30% of the way there, and then I hired somebody else to start from scratch and do it all over again.
Yep. Totally understand that story. You know, that's interesting. That would have been, you said 2009, so right before custom post types and meta fields came out in WordPress, making it more of a traditional CMS. So I'm sure you hit your head against a lot of walls back then in 2009. But it sounds like this kind of notion of outsourcing, if you will, these parts of your business that aren't necessarily like critical to what you need to do, has kind of been part of your journey really since, I guess you said, 2 years out of college, starting kind of a business 2 years after finishing school. And now you've kind of brought that into this notion of Rocket Station and what Rocket Station does and offers customers of all types, not just agencies. But could you help me understand a little bit more about what Rocket Station does?
Yeah, we really do two things, and only two things. We are a system and process documentation company, so we're truly workforce management experts. We can look at everything that's happening within your business, every vertical, every department. It doesn't matter if you're a one-man show or a publicly traded company or something in between, because we work with them all. We go through the same process, and that first step is just alignment and efficiency through system and process documentation. So we want to create really clean, efficient, and usable scopes of work for every task that's going on in the day-to-day. And we believe that's really the foundation to having success, whether you're hiring someone virtually, or locally in your, hire someone in your office, it's the same process. You need to start with really strong foundation, exactly what needs to happen in your day-to-day. And most organizations are really good at providing the service, but they're not great at creating the structure on the back end. So that's the first thing that we do, is we'll actually build out your training manuals, your scope of work, and your documentation of every single thing that's happening within the organization. And then the second thing is we're dedicated staff. So it functions just like a W-2, where it's a dedicated person that's meeting that job description, that task map that we just built for you. It's a dedicated person, but it's not a 1099, it's not a W-2, it's just simply a service agreement. So we think of it as like the easy button to employment. So instead of having to have all the HR nightmares and all the liability that comes with hiring people, you just press the rocket station button and you get a rock star to perform those tasks at an amazingly high level.
Okay, so I got it. So you got the two sides, right? The first side where you're focusing on helping customers optimize their systems and processes, and particularly around this notion of efficiency and task management, kind of documenting that, making sure you've kind of laid a plan for the best and most efficient way to accomplish these outcomes. And then you also have the staffing side. So I can see how you kind of see it from both sides. Right, where you're able to provide the services directly for completing these, but also planning that process side. I don't know if you picked this up on prior episodes of Press This, Rob, but I did spend 5 years operating my own WordPress agency. And like, yeah, on a personal level, I'm very operationally minded, like systems, tickets. I think of a lot of things through that notion of Kaizen, of like continuous improvement. And so like for me, it was kind of a natural part of my agency. But then when I went to go hang out with friends, I'd see that wasn't always true. In certain cases it was, but in others it wasn't. At least for the agencies or freelancers or folks you've worked with, do you say like that, like hyper organization, kind of like you do on like the one arm of Rocket Station, is that common with agencies and freelancers, or is it more that it's kind of by the skin of their teeth, they're getting everything organized and taken care of?
What we mostly see is that people are really good at understanding the agency, understanding what they need to do, and doing it themselves. Most people are not really good at the operational structure that you just mentioned. And this entire structure that we created at Rocket Station to help business owners be more efficient and ultimately become more profitable was born out of, I'm terrible at all the things that you mentioned. I am not system minded. I am not operation minded. I was really good at sales. I was really good at networking. I was really good at the front end client facing part of the business. But whenever it came to the back end, actually running the day-to-day operations, I was terrible. And most people that come to us are the same way. Very few people are as structured and as organized and as efficient operationally as you are. And that's the company was essentially created to solve all the problems that the people who are unlike you, David, face, because most of us are as entrepreneurs are really good at being visionaries. We're not great at actually executing the plan every single day.
Because I feel like as I've talked to people about virtual assistant strategies specifically, and I know even when I was running the agency, I considered it at one point. I did have a staff, so I didn't need to augment it per se in that way, but it was attractive at the time. But I think the biggest thing was I was like, well, what would I outsource? And I feel like you have to get organized before you can answer that question. Is that one of the biggest things that gets people like, gets in their way in terms of thinking of virtual assistants?
Yeah, I really think it's the number one obstacle that anybody faces within their organization is there's so much to do in the day-to-day and everyone's super busy. And and most agency owners, when I talk to them, the first thing I ask them is, hey, what do you do all day? What did your day look like today? And they're almost offended by the question. They're like, what do you mean? I'm busy. And we get that word busy every single day. It's like, that's what people do. I'm really busy. But if you ask them to stop and slow down and think about what they actually did all day, they have a hard time telling you because they're just knocking things out as they come up for the most part and putting out fires as need to be solved, as these problems need to be solved, right? So the number one mistake most people face in their day-to-day is not having the strong systems and processes on the front end, because that's the foundation to the outcomes that we're trying to accomplish, right? So
it sounds I'm sorry to cut you off there, Rob, just to kind of restate that, but it sounds like those systems are super critical. And then it sounds like also making a list of all the things you're doing is probably a good first step to understand like how your day's structured and how you might think about it in terms of virtual assistants. I want to dive in a little bit deeper here though, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, interviewing Rob Nickel about outsourcing through virtual assistants in support of your WordPress agency or freelance business. Rob, right before the break, we were talking a little bit about what kind of gets in people's ways when they first start thinking of bringing on the help of virtual assistants. You know, I kind of mentioned right before the break this notion of maybe like making a list of the things you're doing to know what to outsource. And then you were talking about like kind of really focusing on your plan and structure and operationally for your business. But I was wondering if you could expand a little bit more there.
Yeah, most people feel a little bit of pain in the day-to-day. We talked about how busy people are. And so whenever it comes time to solving some of those problems, the usual response is to just hire somebody, throw them into the fire and hope that it works out, which most of the time in our experience is an epic disaster because we don't start with the end in mind and we don't have enough structure to create a lane for people to be really successful in. And so whether you're hiring somebody locally or you're hiring somebody virtually, the first step of having those systems and processes creates the foundation to, one, the personality and the profile of who you're trying to hire, but then two, managing becomes so much easier to those outcomes because you know what you're looking for ahead of time. Nobody likes to guess what they're supposed to be doing in the day-to-day. So if you create the structure on the front end, it allows for your team members to be super successful and have the outcomes that you're really looking for.
So you're kind of blowing my mind thinking back to the considerations I put into this decision back in the day. And like, I always thought of it through the lens of a general virtual assistant, but it sounds like what you're recommending is rather to focus on specific areas to kind of put together this lane, as you called it, to make sure you get the most value out of it. And then I guess, as you pointed out, get the correct person for that role.
Right, because when you look at the different tasks that are happening in the day-to-day, there's different skill sets to do that. So if you look at, you know, social media agencies, so much of that is about posting content, replying to posts, community management. That's a very outward facing, very engaging type role. Well, that's a different skill set than a lot of the SEO agencies hire for, which, you know, they're building reports and pulling data and passing that information on to their clients and having to explain the data and filter through keywords and all the grunt work like setting up redirects. That's a very different skill set than managing and engaging with your outward clients and a lot of the social media stuff. So the task really determines the profile and the skill set of who you're looking for. And most agencies don't have enough going on or aren't big enough for one person to just do one task all day long. That's pretty rare. There are agencies of that size, but it's pretty rare. So most people have to wear multiple hats in the day-to-day, and that makes sense. But if you get really structured on the front end and then you get the right people in place to do those tasks, that's where we view efficiency and the end result to be super successful. And now you've got a harmonious relationship in the day-to-day between employees, management, and what you're actually getting from that workforce expectation.
Gotcha. So you're shaving off these chunks of your workload in very precise and task-oriented ways. Is one way to go about this rather than like a generalist do-all virtual assistant. And presumably by doing that, you're also having them focus on the most valuable parts of your business. I also liked how you talked about structure. We had Sean Collins of Affiliate Summit, formerly of Affiliate Summit. He sold it a couple of years ago with his partner, Missy Ward. But they had an extremely efficient organization. I mean, I think they had maybe 3 full-time staff and the 2 of them for this huge conference that happens all around the world. And it was their systems. They never broke from it. They did the same thing every single time. And it was that way of operating that business that I thought had driven their efficiency. So it's interesting to hear you mention that here in the context of virtual assistants.
Well, people talk about culture all the time, and they want to know, well, how do you build a culture, a great culture with a virtual team? And you just gave the formula right there. It's having strong systems and processes, because when everyone's playing by the same rules, knows what the outcomes are, and then you're winning, that all of a sudden you've got an amazing culture. So I just define culture as a set of rules, a set of guidelines that everybody within your organization follows. And that results in great culture. And you just said it. You just gave a great example for how to build great culture.
Yeah, definitely admired how they ran and how efficient their business was. Was friends with them for many years, or still am. But during when I was operating my agency, and I was just very envious of how efficient they were. Politely envious, of course. Help me understand, like, when an agency or freelancer, like when you work with them at Rocket Station, what's like the typical reason they would start that journey? Like what pushed them to you know, fill out your lead form or call you or whatever the thing was? Like, why do people start this search?
Yeah, most agency managers or freelancers, they start in the business because they're really good at what they do, whether it's SEO or social media or whatever the agency is. They've got a skill set and an ability to just go crush that. Well, then once they get going a little bit and get a little bit of momentum and a little bit of traction, they become responsible for everything in the day-to-day, which just severely limits your opportunity, whether that's you're looking to grow, whether you're looking to become more profitable, whatever your outcomes you're looking for, if you're the one responsible for everything in the day-to-day, that is just so limiting on what you can do. And as an agency, a big part of what you're doing is managing the expectations and the relationships with your clients. So if you're spending your entire day pulling reports and not being able to actually give and deliver and explain those reports to your clients, then it's a frustrating place to be. So most people come to us because they've built a business that has a little bit of success. It's got some momentum. It's got some movement, and they've got what they're looking for from a very foundational standpoint, but they just want a little bit more. They either want some of their time back. And we work with agencies all the time who say, hey, we would be great with making the exact same amount of money, but just have a little bit of our time back to be able to go on vacation with our families and not have our phone ringing and come back from a vacation and there be more money in the bank account than when we left. It's really about setting the business where it works for you, where the business serves you instead of you serving your business all day. And so most people that come to us have kind of hit that wall, the ceiling of opportunity, and they're looking to either just become more efficient so they can get their life back, or they're looking to grow and expand and we can really help them do that. So those are the 2 main reasons people come to us.
So it's this kind of feeling of, you know, eventually being overwhelmed. I mean, again, to kind of liken it back to my own journey, I started as essentially a freelancer, although I created a company and I guess an agency with 1 employee, me, and 100% of the billing was my time. And then I also had to spend time operating the business and you know, advertising the business and selling the business. And then as I added people to the team, then less, you know, obviously less and less of my time was where our billing came from. But because I had to be involved from an expertise perspective on many projects, I didn't have time to focus on, you know, operating my business, and kind of mundane operational tasks were kind of a drag, if you will, that was preventing us from billing more or growing more. And so, you know, your thought is, when people are feeling that stress, that's when they start to think, like, are there other ways to go about getting the work done that I'm doing myself?
Yeah, ideally people would kind of think that way from the very beginning, right? If you started that way, and I wish I could say I thought that way from the beginning too. I created this company to solve the problems that I had every day. And I was the bottleneck in my organization. Pretty much nothing happened within the company that I didn't have my involvement in some way. And that is just such a limiting way to run a business. So if you want to be very limited and you want very, just specific opportunity, that's fine. But, you know, when I leave my house every day and I'm thinking about leaving my family and the time away from the things that I truly care about, I want to make sure that time is truly valuable and is going to add value back to my family. It's worth being away from them. So the things that I view as most important in the day, I'm trying to protect and preserve that and kind of build a moat, a fort around what is most important. So I'm very, very focused that, you know, myself on what is most important and what I should be involved in. And that's what we really try to help our agencies and our freelancers do, kind of evaluate how they're spending their time, what is most important for them to actually accomplish in the day, whether that's strategy, client relationships, or sometimes sales, whatever it may be, is most important for you and your time. We try to take everything else off your plate and let the organization run much more efficiently.
I like that. I gave a presentation, I guess it probably about half a year ago now, and it was oriented towards stakeholders and talking to developers. And one of the things I mentioned in it was that your team only moves as fast as you do. And so, you know, the kind of what you said there kind of reminded me of that, and that notion of, like, what are you spending your time on? Is it the most important things? And then, you know, kind of freeing up your mind to help the business grow overall, instead of, as you put it, you know, being involved in every single little thing and really kind of restricting your velocity and thus your team's velocity. And I could see absolutely how virtual assistants would be key to that. I want to talk to you a little bit about the specific tasks that agencies might outsource though, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company, distribution to almost every podcast portal, an embeddable player for your website, an ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.fm show hosts, and much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm interviewing Rob Nickel about outsourcing through virtual assistants for WordPress agencies and freelancers. Rob, right before the break, you were talking a little bit about kind of the reason why agencies start to look towards virtual assistants, kind of that notion of feeling overwhelmed and feeling limited in growth and wanting to outsource parts of their tasks and activities to help them move faster and spend more time with their team in the right areas. What are the types of tasks, though, that these agencies typically outsource?
Yeah, so most of our world is done through some form of social media today, and that is just so time consuming. There's so many things to do, from creating calendars to content sharing to updating Facebook posts to updating your Google Plus campaigns to LinkedIn and Twitter. I mean, there's just so many things that happen. So creating posts, replying to comments, community engagement is so important, and we're so aware of all of us are aware of how important that community engagement piece is, but it's also super time consuming. So if you could have somebody that could constantly be engaging with your community and your social media platforms, it provides exponential value for the organization. So social media is super simple. When it comes to SEO, so much of that process, it's, you know, around your analytics. So whether that's pulling reports, analyzing Google Analytics, creating structure around that reporting so it can be delivered in a clean way, keeping the CRMs updated, doing keyword analysis, competition research, reviewing different e-commerce sales data from different companies. It really depends on the agency, and all agencies operate a little bit differently. But the one thing that is common across them all is there's a million different ancillary tasks that have to be accomplished in the day. So that could be supporting the sales process by creating proposals, or, you know, creating lead capture forms and writing copy and answering the phones and the follow-up. So there's really nothing that can't be done on a phone or computer, that as long as you're willing to spend some time to create systems and processes and structure, there's not really anything that can't be outsourced at a really high level. Most people tend to think of virtual assistants as these low-level tasks or low-level jobs. The big difference about today and what used to be the case is that you no longer think of virtual teams or virtual assistants as low level. It should be the exact same expectation as when you hire somebody in-house on what their performance and what their capabilities are, hiring virtually or locally. So most agencies kind of have a hard time with that initial step of saying, hey, I understand outsourcing, I understand the general concepts, but how could that work for me? What could they do within my business? And that's why everything that we do is fully custom, because every agency and every freelancer works a little bit differently, but there's so many things that have to just happen in the day-to-day, from monitoring your Facebook campaigns and your affiliate programs and retargeting and keyword research and your AdWords. There's just so many tasks that have to be accomplished in the day, and we're pretty efficient at nearly every one.
So you have to, just to think through that, like, you have to first kind of define the thing that will be done. And then you have to, you know, fundamentally work that into your business. And it feels like there's kind of two sides to that, perhaps from an agency and freelancer's perspective. There's, like, let's say the back office operational. So in other words, we need to update our invoices once a month, or we need to update our CRM or whatever the thing is, but is not, you know, directly a service, a task and service to a client, kind of in task and service to the overall agency business. And then the other class, it sounded like agencies and freelancers will use virtual assistants to kind of augment the services they're providing to clients, whether it be social media management, keyword research, or any of the other aspects you talked about. So I'm just kind of imagining now, like, I have an agency, I have a new SEO client, I have a set of tasks that must be complete. So then some of those things could be outsourced to the VA. Do you find, like, people draw the line in that case, like, around the analysis of the data versus, like, doing the task to pull reports and stuff? Or
yeah, you're dead on with that, right? That is exactly how it is. The role of the agency manager, the freelancer, becomes more around strategy than actual implementation. So they get to spend time, you know, Michael Gerber, everybody's heard that concept of working on your business instead of in your business, that's how you actually get there, is to have somebody pulling the levers and pushing the knobs in the way you just described. And then you can strategically think about how to run the business and then prioritize where you spend your time. Because many of our freelancers and agency managers, they still want to take those client calls. They still want to deliver the message. But if they were having to actually do all the task of pulling the reports and gathering the data and collating the different information that's got to be delivered, then they would never have time to have very many clients. So
that's a really good, no, that's an absolutely good point. It reminds me of a saying I had in my agency days, they rent our brains, not our fingers. It's not about the tasks, it's about your expertise.
Exactly.
And so it sounds like that fits right in. Rob, this was great. Thank you so much for coming on today.
I really appreciate you having me. I hope this was helpful, and happy to spend time with anybody who has more questions about this, whether you hire us or not.
Awesome. Awesome. I wish I could go back in time and use some of these tips in my agency days. If you'd like to learn more about what Rob is up to, please visit rocketstation.com. Thanks everyone for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.